If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Only $4.95 a month if you buy a year in advance. Go to stephaniemiller.com to find out how.
The schmear is here, everybody.
Is it really here? Or is it still in bed in the valley, trying to decide whether having to piss is enough to get out of bed?
Rick Overton said he'd be here at 6 in the morning. Since when has Rick Overton ever kept his word? Oh, he's here. Never mind.
He was here at 5:45. He can't keep a promise.
Thank you, friend. Jim Ward is in Hawaii, vacation this week and next. Thank you so much for stepping into the fray.
Oh, it's an honored position, the captain's chair.
The captain's chair.
To sit in this and to wield this kind of power. I know we're not supposed to interfere with other cultures, but look how cool it is when we appear. They freak out. They just drop to their knees and worship us.
You were fantastic on Veep.
Thank you very much.
I get all giggly when I see Rick on anything. Like, he's my friend.
Oh, my God.
Also, how much goodness is Rick Overton bringing into our lives? Okay. New comedy brilliance and new BFFs. Suzanne Wong last week. Mm-hmm. Betsy Salkin yesterday.
Yes.
Because of you.
Yes. Yeah. Betsy, right?
Oh, yeah.
Right?
We taped
Suzanne,
the happy hour.
Am I kidding you or am I telling you the truth?
No, I'm developing.
Uncle Rick come through?
I'm developing a comedy girl gang. We're all going to Girl Ghostbusters this weekend. We're all like new best friends.
Yep.
Yeah. It's very exciting.
This is awesome. You have an army.
Yeah,
you're building.
Yeah, I'm getting a girl gang together.
Girl gang.
Now, I'm not entirely certain, but I'm wondering if you also introduced me to... How did that goodness come into my life? The Fugle Sangian one.
Fugles ain't just alright with me. Fugles ain't just alright. Oh yeah. Fugles ain't just alright with me.
Good morning, sexy liberal.
Good morning, guys. Hello, Rick.
John, good morning. Well, you're up at 9 in the morning, but that means as a dad, you've been up for 7 hours already, right?
Something like that, yeah.
I'm pretty sure that all good things in my life come from either you or Rick Overton, and I can't remember who. Did one of you introduce me to one of you? I can't remember anymore. I'm too old.
No, I don't think so.
All right.
You and I met doing a show at M-Bar together, Steph.
Oh, okay. Almost everyone that comes in here, though, either says I'm a friend of Rick Overton's or John Fugelsang's. I'm like, oh, well, who isn't?
Rick and I,
take
Rick
a number.
We've stocked your Rolodex, that's no doubt.
Between the two of us, yeah. Hello, John. How are you, buddy?
Oh, great, Rick. I was on Fox News last night threatening racists. What could be more fun than that?
It's good to see you back on the saddle, Tiger.
It's amazing how many racists are deeply offended that President Obama would say at a cop's funeral that it's too easy for poor urban kids to get their hands on guns, but not offended that George Bush drunken dancing at a cop's funeral.
Okay, I said it at the top
of... Racists are going to have a tricky time.
I said it at the top of the show yesterday, John. He's back on the juice. He looks smashed.
He has been for a while, and he probably was all during the White House. No one believed that pretzel story. He's always been a lying drunk, disgraced himself at a cop's funeral, and the racists are mad that Obama had one line in an otherwise beautiful speech about how it's too easy to get guns. What are these racists going to do? I mean, do they just get to go back to complete camouflage when they're full-on sexist in January 20th, 2017, Steph?
Yeah, I love it when, because Michelle Obama, who obviously, first of all, does not believe in gun control, because look at those guns she's got. But when you can see that tensing, she was like trying to like in a Walmart, like she was grabbing George Bush's hand, like, get, stop it.
Yeah, she both threw him side shade and tried to help him at the same time. But, you know, this is your president. Hey, this is the guy that you cheer when he lies 5,000 soldiers to their death. So enjoy him bringing honor and dignity to a police funeral.
My God.
As the guy who waves at Stevie Wonder and is pissed because Stevie didn't wave.
Exactly. The guy who thinks...
How can Stevie Wonder be so rude? I'm sorry, John. Go ahead. What?
No. I just did. This is Bush. You know, the guy who thinks Arab Spring is a Saudi deodorant. And now we're going to get, you know, King Toddler as their nominee next week. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Ay-yi-yi. Okay, so wait a minute. We have, John, we have a lot going on. It's Cattywampus Week, right, Sean? Let's see. Today's Thursday. Frangela's in today. Carlos is in tomorrow. John's here today because we have a sexy liberal announcement, don't we? We have an October.
We
have an October surprise. October 1st. So tickets will go on sale at noon Eastern, at the very end of this show, 9 p.m. Pacific, for New York City, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey.
For the Big Apple, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey. Yay!
Am I saying this right, John? I'm a little unprepared. K Theater, right, at Hunter College.
Yes. I believe it's the Danny K Theater.
Okay. And we'll have it up on Sexy Liberal Facebook, mm-hmm. sexyliberal.com, Stephanie Miller Show Facebook. We'll get up all the information. But, oh my God, right? At the very end of today's show, tickets go on sale. Get it. We had promised an October surprise, correct?
It's really exciting. Yes, we had. It was either going to delay hostages getting out or have a show in New York.
Right. And the hostage thing fell through. So here we are. Well, all right. But we're getting ripped up for...
We're not as cozy with Ayatollahs as the Reagan administration. So right, we can get.
But we are... We're revved up for Philly. We're going to July 24th is the next one up, right before the night before the convention. Very exciting. Are you going to be in Philly, Rick?
No.
Such a thrill.
What's that? Oh.
Oh, I'm so excited to be in the city where seven Rocky films were made. And, my God, at least we'll know who's on stage at the Democratic convention. You know, I'm going to have to, like, go through Wikipedia to find all the apprentice cast members that are speaking for the GOP.
I know. It is. And it looks like there's a story today, John, that the Stop Trump movement has a chance. It could be a couple of votes away from getting a floor fight or whatever, which would be really exciting, along with open carry.
It'd be beautiful to watch the closeted racist against the naked racist. I'm ready to see that cage match.
Yeah. I don't even know what to say. It's they start Monday in Cleveland, right? Hello.
I'm told. Yeah.
Yes.
I was supposed to be there too, doing a show in Cleveland, but I had to pull out because of a TV thing I'm doing. But I gotta say, it is going to be a lot like the Vietnam War this RNC convention, because Bush, Cheney, Limbaugh, and Romney won't be there, and you know, we'll see what they're going to do. I mean, there'll be a different. Trump has already pretty much shown us who his running mate's going to be. His real running mate's going to be his kids. You know, they're the ones that are at every speech to humanize him and make him look like less of a true blood guzzling ogre. So every night, a different one of his kids, either Ivanka, Uday, or Kuse, will get up there and give their speeches.
I prefer Uday.
Yeah, I prefer Fredo, but I'll take what I can get with.
So it looks like it's down to Mike Pence or, what do you call it, Newt Gingrich. There's a new idea. Instead of the guys that are currently shutting down the government, the guy that shut down the government in 95 and got run out of town on a rail. Look who's back.
Exactly.
That's because there's new in my name.
And also because they have a good slogan, All Wives Matter. See what I'm saying? Chris Matthews can't get enough of this. Have you heard him? Six wives! Six wives between them! How's that going to go?
Listen, I don't believe it'll be Gingrich. I don't think God loves me that much. I mean, how do you make Trump, Stephanie, how do you make Trump look young, healthy, sane, moral, and feminist?
Put him
on stage next to Gingrich.
I love that this election cycle is making Chris Matthews come unhinged a little early. Like what was he saying yesterday? Something, Mike Pence, look at him. He seems almost horny for the job. Can I say that? I guess you can, Chris. It's like, he's too Jesus-y. Isn't he too Jesus-y for Trump?
No, he's pretty much the opposite. Mike Pence thinks religious freedom means the freedom to believe that Jesus hates the same people you do.
Yes.
And let's not forget, Mike Pence is ground zero in the homophobe wars, so it'd be delightful.
Trump already has sexism and racism covered. He did not have enough homophobia, so we needed to
Every time I see Mike Pence, I always think Rolf from Sound of Music found a life after the SS, you know? I just feel like, you know, to have someone that mean, that ice cold blooded, God, it's just part of the comedy that is Trump, and at this point, I'm afraid, Stephanie, that the voters are going to get so discouraged by all of this that our American voters will be like an audience watching Batman v Superman, just saying, I don't care who wins, just let it be over.
Speaking of, famous comedians, everybody huddle up. Who was it yesterday? We had Suzanne Westenhofer and Dana Goldberg, but I can't remember, I think this was Suzanne's idea. About all comedians like tweeting Trump because he's so thin-skinned that he responds to everybody.
Yeah.
So just all of us tweet him something to just kind of, you know, poke him with a sharp stick. But Cal in Florida said, comedians versus Trump, this is a great idea. It can be named Operation C, comedians, you, undermining, and nasty Trump. Operation C, you, okay.
Yes.
All right, it's funny. It's a good idea.
It's a part of the country.
No, I was saying, John, the Reiners are
trying to make a larger word just to sneak it in.
The Reiners have been talking about trying to get celebrities to tweet him because he responds to everybody.
Yeah.
And I think we can virtually make him go insane before the election. He just...
I wonder if he has a basement full of offspring we don't know about fielding these Trump things so they can, you know, they're all on his account. It's all the other children we don't know about.
Yes.
He has them all thumbing away.
He's got nine little Boo Radley Trumps chained to a radiator. Yeah.
Chained to a radiator tweeting 24/7. Oh, John Fugelsang. All right, are you staying with us for the hour, or is this just a quick... I know you're a big, fancy TV man. Congratulations, Page Six TV.
Oh, thank you.
John Fugelsang himself a TV gig.
That's right, man. Swing that hammer.
It's a three-week panel, a three-week show. It's going to launch next Monday on Fox Network, not Fox News, the Simpsons Channel.
Okay.
And it'll be in seven markets, including L.A., New York, Philly, Detroit, Tampa, and lots of other sexy liberal towns. And it's me and Mario Cantone, Bevy Smith, really kind of just making fun of celebrities. And I think it'll be pretty cool. We have a live audience, and if they like it, maybe it'll be a series next year. But it's just a three-week trial run, so it'll be a lot of fun.
So you're saying I can turn on my television and your beautiful face will be there?
I might, in spite of popular demand.
All right. I'm going to have to change my, you know, change my schedule around, masturbation schedule. Oh, sorry. I mean, okay. I meant my... Okay. What time will it be on, John?
7 p.m., I believe.
Oh, perfect.
On your local
clock. That's bedtime. Show. That's when I'm easing into bed. It's fantastic.
I know. Mama breaks the hip if she's up after 7:30.
All right. Are you staying with us for the hour?
I can stay one more block. And
okay.
I run.
All right. I got your block right here. All right. John Fugelsang. Oh, wait a minute. Oh, God. Oh, God. I did it wrong. Can you get him back in here? Sorry. It's on a different line. I apologize. All right. 18. I can't pick it up. I can't pick up the line.
It's true.
Okay.
As you near
hang up. Stop yelling at me. All right. 18
I
minutes.
I hate when you fight.